And now we're going to move on to Sudan. It's believed today that the International Criminal Court will issue an unprecedented indictment against Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir and other top leaders on charges of genocide and crimes against humanity. But as the ICC takes on a sitting leader for the first time in its short history, critics say the charges are little more than symbolic and will only make things worse for tens of thousands at risk in the country's Darfur region. Joining us is Alex Duval, writer and author of Darfur, A New History of a Long War. Alex, good morning. These charges seemingly come out of the blue. What triggered the ICC's action right now?
A couple of years ago, 3 years ago, the UN Security Council referred the case of Darfur to the International Criminal Court. And after 18 months of investigation, the prosecutor first named two middle-ranking officials of the government on various charges, and they weren't handed over. Nothing has happened. And he has taken the quite logical step of saying, well, this was a coordinated effort by the highest echelons of the government. And the government is showing no remorse, no steps at all to bring those responsible to justice for what has been done. So they might as well go to the top. So the indication is that within the hour, a number of charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity will be issued against President Omar al-Bashir here in The Hague.
Let's talk about the politics of Sudan in 1 second, but let's first talk about the immediate and swift response by aid agencies who are very concerned about their workers on the ground. What's being said now about what those aid agencies plan to do?
Well, the entire UN system and most of the international aid organizations have gone into a state of lockdown because what they expect on past record is that the Sudanese president will respond with ferocity, with fury, and the easiest target for him to lash out at, to take out his rage on, is the United Nations, the peacekeepers, the aid operations, and the humanitarians. And so they've evacuated all non-essential personnel, and they've really just gone into lockdown mode. And they are fearing for the worst. And the result, if the president reacts with fury, would in fact be very, very serious for hundreds of thousands of people who rely on aid to stay alive.
So for the aid agencies, it's a wait-and-see attitude, and essentially they're most concerned that the people who are most vulnerable today while the aid workers are there will certainly be the most vulnerable should those peace workers and aid workers leave. Back to Sudan. Sudan, as you said, has not recognized the International Criminal Court. There were two indictments that involved 50 charges of human rights violations, as you said, of two mid-level officials. And Sudan has refused to acknowledge those indictments, refused to participate, cooperate in any way. And in fact, now their immediate response has been to say that if this indictment is handed down, it will hurt peace efforts in the region.
That's correct. I mean, the UN Secretary General has told Sudan's president that the ICC is an independent court and he has no control over it. The Sudanese president has rejected that. He said, no, it was the UN Security Council that made the referral. The UN Security Council has the ability, should it want, to suspend the activities of the ICC. And the UN should also be engaged in making sure that the ICC acts in the interests of the victims. And the president's argument is that the international community is engaged in a negotiated transition. Elections are due in a year. There's a comprehensive peace agreement between North and South. And to go for what would essentially be regime change by judicial activism would upset that. And the situation over the last week has changed a lot in Sudan. The president was absolutely furious when he first learned about this a week ago. Since then, most Sudanese parties, including the government of South Sudan, the SPLM, Sudan People's Liberation Movement, which fought against the government for 20 years, and the civilian parties in opposition, have rallied to the government. They've all come out with strong statements in favor of President Bashir. So, and also the African Union, other African heads of state, who are obviously looking to their own interests, are also very disturbed about what the ICC might do.
But what can they... Alex, let me just interrupt you there because I just have a final question for you. What can the ICC really do? They hand down this indictment, but they don't have any arrest powers. They can't go to Sudan and arrest these people they're indicting.
It's largely a symbolic action, and it really depends on what the UN Security Council wants to do. In the past, when Slobodan Milosevic was indicted, when Liberian President Charles Taylor was indicted, this was part of a coordinated attempt at regime change. In this case, the UN and the US and others are not interested in regime change. They want negotiated regime transition. So it's for the UN Security Council to decide.
The UN Security Council, Alex Duvall, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you.